Why does it have to be raining? I was supposed to go fishing with Grandpa today.
Well, maybe you can do something else with your Grandpa today. Sounds like he's a pretty great guy. Hi, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Let's get started today in the New Testament book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, where the Apostle Paul writes about the future that each of us have if we believe in Jesus Christ. He says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body." Our story today is called Like Jesus. Armel sighed as he looked out the window. He had planned to spend the day fishing with Grandpa, but it was raining. "This is going to be the most boring day ever," he grumbled. "Oh, you're always complaining," said his sister. "Read a book or something." The sound of a man's voice came from the kitchen where Mom was listening to a podcast of one of her favorite speakers. "When Jesus appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is," the man was saying. Armel's thoughts lingered on that last phrase, "see him as he is." "I wonder what Jesus looks like," he thought. "How tall was he when he was on earth? Did he really have long hair like the pictures in the books? I wish somebody who knew him had written a description. He probably smiled a lot, and maybe his eyes twinkled like Grandpa's." The sound of the phone caused Armel to jump. "It's for you, Armel," called Mom from the kitchen. When he heard Grandpa's voice on the phone, Armel knew he was smiling. Grandpa was calling from 10 miles away, but it was easy to imagine how he looked, and Armel liked how everybody said he looked like his grandfather. "Hi there," said Grandpa. "What do you think of this weather?" "It's raining," Armel replied with a pout. "Yes," said Grandpa, "but I've got an idea. I need some help in my workshop. Are you available?" "I'm ready right now," exclaimed Armel. As Armel replaced the phone, the voice in the kitchen caught his attention again. "Our hope lies in the glorious appearing of Jesus Christ. We shall not only see him, but we shall be like him." Armel smiled to himself. "I like it when people say I look like Grandpa," he thought. "But it would be even better if people said I acted like him because he's such a warm, loving person. And it would be even better when I'm with Jesus in heaven because then I'll be perfect, like he is." Armel grinned, imagining what his sister would say about the idea of him being perfect. What about you? Do you wish that you could see Jesus or know what he looks like? If you know him as your Savior, someday you will see him. Not only that, but you'll be like him too. You'll have a brand new body that will never hurt or die, and you'll never sin again. You'll be perfect. That's definitely something to look forward to. Our key verse is found in the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. It says, "We know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And our key thought, look forward to being like Jesus. Hey, did you guys like today's story? Well, I hope so. Let me know if you did. You can write to Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Or you can send me an email directly to my new email address. It's zach@keysforkids.org. That's Z-A-C-H at keysforkids.org. Just make sure to get your parents' permission first. Well, as always, I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. We'll catch you right back here tomorrow.